big skillet like that. And then that steams that meal in there. And the meal gets good and done in there by the time your taters is, and you really got something good then.
Well, did they make cornbread, like in a skillet, would be the way?
Oh, they'd bake it in a pan just like they did the biscuits, same kind of a pan.
Same kind of a pan.
They just pour it in there. My mother, she'd take the bowl and pour in about half of it in one end pan, then she'd pour in the other half, and it'd run together, and when you break it out, well, you'd have two, have two of them.
Well, did they ever make something where they just take little round things like this made out of cornmeal and salt and water and fry them?
Well, most of the time, Mommy had little muffin pans. She called them muffins.
Oh, called them muffins. But have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah, that's what we used to call it when I was a boy. We'd call it corn dodge.
Corn dodger.
Corn dodger and milk.
Well, what would a corn dodger be? Is that just a little?
No, corn dodger is a big pone of cornbread.
Oh, a big pone of cornbread. Oh, I know that. Yeah. Well, what about, do you ever have anything that they use like cornmeal and then they put like, if you're having fish or something, they put a little bit of onion mixed in with it? And
well, we never put onions with it. We just take and sprinkle the, roll it in the meal. But we mostly roll our fish in flour.
Nowadays. Well, now, did you ever hear of anything called hush puppies?
I've heard of them. But usually the hush puppies makes them bark more.
That makes them bark more. That's pretty good. Well, you know, talking about bread, like the kind that you don't make yourself, you'd call that, if you have to get it at the store, you'd call it?
We just call it loaf bread. Buy a loaf of bread.
What do you call, this is something that's kind of a sweet, and it's fried in deep fat, and it's got a hole in the middle, and people have it like for...
We call them donuts.
Donuts. And what about if you made a batter, like for breakfast, a lot of times you might make a batter and fry like three or four of them at a time, and maybe stack them up and call those...
Pancakes, what we always called them.
Is that what you called when you were a boy? Pancakes? Well, what would they put, you know, like that bread like your mother would make, what would they put in it to make it rise?
Baking powders and soda.
Oh, they did.
And my mother, she made her own yeast.
Oh, she did? She made that too?
She'd take her meal and go to town, she'd get a cake of yeast, about this big as square. And she'd take that and start her yeast with one cake. And then she'd make a big gallon jar of it. She'd make a gallon jar of yeast, and then she used that to make her light bread with.
Well, what about on an egg? What do you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
And then the outside, you call it the...
The white of the egg.
And then if you were to cook them in hot water, you'd call them...
I always call them poached.
And what if you cooked them still in the shell, just put the shell and all down in the water, you'd call those...
Boiled eggs.
And you know, when you slaughter a hog, what do you call the meat that's between the, like between the ham and the shoulder?
Between the ham and the shoulder? We call that side bacon.
Side bacon? So which, have you heard that called middling? Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Well, what do you call the kind of...